If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's Nancy Faust Knight on the John Landecker program here at 720 WGN. Hey, Nancy, how are you? Hello?
I'm going to call you JRD. Let's see, John, JRL. Yes, JRL.
Yeah. Why would you call me
okay.
JRL? Why would you call me
John Records Landecker.
Yeah.
Well, JRL, hence the initials.
Hence the initials, yes.
That's all. I'm just curious. Sometimes you try to think of a song that's related to a name.
I see. You were trying to give me a walk-up song.
Exactly, but I just couldn't.
Well, come on.
Pin it down.
Number one, I don't play baseball. And
that's okay.
And number two, I mean, that's a lot of pressure trying to come up with something right away, you know.
Well, that's the name of the game, John.
Yes, it is. Nancy Faust is with us here at 720 WGN and served well for the White Sox in about 3,000 games. And
that's correct.
Yeah. A great interview. Great interview with Corey Remora of the Chicago Tribune.
She's terrific.
Isn't she? Yeah.
Boy. I don't know where she comes up with all these facts and pictures, but they're all there. And I know more about myself after reading her columns than I did before.
no doubt. I mean, it's like, wow. Yeah, she gets into the vintage Tribune stuff, goes into the archives, and comes up with a bunch of great stuff.
I had never seen some of those things that she posted, but yeah, great. Good
what
for
had,
her.
What had you not seen?
Well, some of the pictures that I've seen online of my early days at the ballpark, they must have been snapped by photographers with the Tribune many, many years ago and put in the archives, and now they've surfaced. And it was just kind of fun. I never realized I was that young.
Yeah, well, you were, Nancy. You were that young and you were that good. So I also read that you had a boyfriend. This is going way back now, even before you get to the White Sox, who wrote P.K. Wrigley. Is that right? Can you tell that story?
Oh, I can. Yeah. Well, that was in my college days. And I had friends that were big Cubs fans.
Yeah.
And they knew just what I could do in terms of playing the organ, although I wasn't a sports fan, but they were. And so they wrote a letter, the one particular fellow wrote a letter to Philip Wrigley suggesting that he signed my name, by the way, but that's okay, we won't tell him that, that he used my services to play the national anthem. And that was back in like 1967, I believe.
Yeah.
So he said, well, you know, perhaps you'd like me to play. And we noticed you don't play any anthem, and some of the parks did, but they didn't at Wrigley. And so perhaps he'd like my services. Well, he replied with a very personal letter explaining that he didn't feel it was appropriate to commercialize the national anthem in those days because the Vietnam War was not officially proclaimed a war.
Yeah.
So he said, sorry, but no. So that was the end of that quest. I really didn't pursue a job playing for a ballpark, and I was just heard by the general manager of the White Sox several years later when I happened to play at a banquet that was attended by the general manager of the White Sox. And he liked what he heard. And then I followed up with a letter saying, you know, if you ever want to make a change, perhaps I could fill the bill.
Yeah.
And it just happened that they were ready to make a change. So I fell into a very good thing. And I remember playing there that first year and thinking, well, if I can just be asked to return next year, I won't consider myself a total failure. And hence, 41 years later, I retired.
Yeah.
For a while.
So yeah. I guess it worked out well then, huh? Yeah.
It really did. Yeah. What was good about it was that I didn't need sheet music, so I could just play a song that I felt was appropriate for whatever was happening, whether it was on or off the field. Although I didn't do that a real lot in the beginning because I was a bit timid. I was able to, but I just didn't know when to play. But I didn't have to compete with any kind of canned music. So it, the music, it was just the music and the PA fella, who at the time was, I think Bob Finnegan was did PA for a long time before Gene Honda now, who has been with the White Sox for decades. Yeah.
Yeah, he has.
So I outlasted a lot of managers and players.
It was a banquet that was the turning point.
That is correct.
Amazing.
And and so I just received this letter saying, we'd like you to come down. We're interested. And they really never auditioned me or anything, but I guess you would consider what I played at the banquet my audition. I was good enough.
So, yeah, I guess so.
And at the time, well, all I really had to do, my only orders were, like, take me out to the ball game and play anything I'd like as people entered the park. And the national anthem. That was before we had featured singers or soloists or whatever doing the national anthem. But that was just me, just the organ. But well, and so
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, I had control of the whole thing, just musically.
When did the idea of coming up with I guess of walk up tunes, for lack of a better term, for specific players?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, John, because it wasn't called walk-up songs until players began, when they allowed players to select their music.
Oh, really?
And that once, then, I mean, I was just doing that all along, and players weren't even paying attention to what I was doing. I felt I was there for the entertainment and the enjoyment of fans in the stands. So my songs were, you know, things that they could enjoy. And I'd try to play songs that were recognized by fans, kind of mainstream songs. But although I must say, when I first started, my Stu Holcomb, who hired me, said, you know, you might try playing a state song for each player. They might feel good about hearing the state from that they hail from, like California or whatever the state song happened to be. And I knew all of those because my mother, being a musician, had to know those kind of things, and she passed that along to me. And if I didn't know a song, I could call. There was a telephone out at the organ that was located in the center field bleachers when I first started. I was just all alone out there because there were so few fans. So I could use my phone and call Mom and say, hey, how did that song from Idaho go? And she'd go, oh, wait, that in Idaho. And then, oh, yeah, that's it. So I'd play the Idaho fight song. So things like that. I was able to do that in the beginning. And then in the third year, and maybe I'm skipping around here a bit, but anyhow, I was in the center field bleachers for the first 2 years. The second year that I was there was the year that Harry Carey was hired by the same general manager that hired me. And so Harry Carey got wind of some of the music I was playing, and he made a comment, and I played something to reflect the comment about being tired and carrying me home. I did that. I played Carry Me Back to Old Virginia when he wanted to be carried home because he was bored with the ball game. Anyhow, when I played that, it drew his attention, and he said, oh, who is that out there? Gotta bring him or her closer to the fans, the few fans that were there behind home plate.
Yeah.
Well, they did that the next year, and which was a great move because by then I was very comfortable with my situation playing, more comfortable playing. And at that's the year that Dick Allen, joined the team. And I was surrounded just by a wealth of knowledge in terms of fans, although we didn't have social media in those days to help. The fans were right there to give me great ideas.
Yeah, I know they were. They were like right there. Right there. We're talking to Nancy Faust, and we'll be back and do some more on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hey, you probably recognize Nancy Faust from the album At the Game. Nancy Faust, do you recognize it?
I remember playing the game, that Sting song, and the last time I did that was when I played for the Kane County Cougars, and there was a swarm of bees that held the game up because the batter wasn't able to bat, and so I remember playing that, and Honeycomb, Won't You Be My Baby, and I played Flight of the Bumblebee, and It's a Bug's Life, so that's the way I think.
I'm talking about an actual album. I'm talking about an actual album.
That's another archive, right?
Yeah. I mean, I ran into some amazing things searching you on the internet, and there you are on the cover of this album that is called At the Ballpark. Yeah, At the Game, rather. And it has you playing these all these songs, and whoever was put the album together decided to put Ballpark Crowd Noise behind every song. So listen, folks, check it out on YouTube, Nancy Faust, At the Game, it's called.
You mean, now, John, you don't think that's original ballpark? You don't think that was authentic ballpark noise in the background?
Who knows?
You have no idea. Discerning ear. No, you know, that was kind of corny, I guess.
Speaking of being at the ballpark, let's talk about that. I definitely want to get that in. You are back with the White Sox for a number of performances. The first was, I believe, yesterday. How many times will you be playing at the games?
Well, I've returned now after 15 years absence, and yesterday was my first day. Yeah. And it was very chaotic in my booth, but I know things will calm down a bit, and I'm decompressing today. But I return for the next five Sundays, with the exception, with the exception of one that we play the Cubs. Unfortunately, I won't be there because we'll be attending the Dick Allen induction at the Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, so that's pretty exciting, too. So it's a great summer.
Yes, indeed. So, have you expanded your repertoire to include songs that are of...
You mean for the Pope?
I don't think he's going to... No, but...
Well, I know, but everybody's excited about it, so I did throw a couple in yesterday.
Really?
I played You Gotta Have Faith. Oh, yes. As the fans were entering the park, Like a Prayer, I'll Take You There, You Gotta Have Faith. My Inspiration by the group Chicago. You remember that song, don't you, John?
Nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Hallelujah. And what else did I do? Like Born in the USA. So it was very Pope-centric. Is that a word?
You know this song, Na Na Hey Hey? Of course you do.
Oh, right? I've heard that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What's the story with that? Where did that come from as far as your repertoire? Because... as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I knew I heard it on the air when it was like a top 40 AM rock and roll hit, but now it's got this afterlife of being played at every sporting event, and I think it's because of you. When did all of this start?
I didn't play it until probably 7 years late after it was popular in 1977.
Right. Yeah,
I just heard it on probably you're playing of some oldies.
Right.
And I thought, I heard the lyrics, and of course, Goodbye is in the lyric.
Indeed.
And I thought, that's a catchy sort thing. I could play that when a player strikes out on the bad team, on the bad guys. Goodbye, goodbye. And that's really all it was. I thought, that's a good thing. So I incorporated it immediately, and that was in 1977, because I hadn't thought of it earlier. And I remember hearing it and writing down the chords, I think that goes C, E flat, B flat to C, just so I wouldn't forget how it goes.
Right.
That's all I had to do was write the chords that go along with it. And so I played it shortly thereafter. Player struck out. We were playing Kansas City late July. We were vying for first place with Kansas City or against them. So the fans were electric and, you know, responding with a lot of cheering and clapping, but never did we hear them sing. So I played that and didn't get much of a response. But when they removed a pitcher, I did it again. And that's when that song just took off.
Yeah.
And everybody just sang along. And when the game ended, I remember walking through the bars room that was attended by a lot of press after the game. And somebody said, well, now what was that everybody sang to? And I said, it's a song called Sha-na-na. I didn't really know the proper name of the song, but I knew it had the word goodbye in it.
Yeah.
And it was very catchy, and it was and sensational at the time just because we weren't used to the fans singing along with anything other than taking out to the ball game.
So it became
an anthem of sorts.
Yeah, and it became so popular that Mercury Records gave you What, like a gold record or a commemorative?
They did.
That's incredible.
You've done your homework, John. But yes, they did present me with the gold record during a ceremony toward the end of the season.
Amazing.
And I'm proudly displaying my gold record on the wall.
That is just incredible. See?
Oh, well, thank you.
And you know what? And now look, this song's played in ballparks and arenas and wherever across the United States.
Yeah.
It's just what you've started, it has remained there. It's
there among many others now that we have, you know, the ability to play anything with canned music and call it up immediately.
Well, I understand.
Your imagination is the limit.
But
yeah.
even if somebody plays a pre-recorded version of that, which I'm sure they do, I mean, the whole concept goes back to you at that game and those people singing along and, you know,
yeah,
I've never heard.
I had a real corny introduction, so you know you're here, dun 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 dun. So that prepared everybody, and they knew that they're about to sing.
I've never heard a story of someone who plays the organ at a ballpark coming up with the song and having such a reaction that not only is it in the ballpark, but the word of it gets outside of the ballpark to the record label that has that song, and they give you a gold record. I mean, that's just a great story,
yeah.
Nancy.
That you can't is just plan a great... something like that. Thank you.
No. That's great. To reiterate once again, you're going to be playing organ for the next how many weekends? How many games?
About the next five Sundays, consecutive Sundays. And so the next Sunday home game, that is, will be in about 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from yesterday. I can't tell you who we're playing, but it'll be fun.
I'm sure it is because you're fun. Thanks for being with us, Nancy. I really appreciate it.
Oh, John, thanks for your interest. Thanks very much. Okay.
You bet.
I hope I see you at the park.
Me too. Nancy Faust. Yeah. Here on 720 WGN. Telling a lot of great stories there.